Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter. You're working 20 different things at a time.
Just a hair late on them and...
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warrior guard Pat Spencer coming up at 11:30. Warriors aren't in action until Friday. They play the T-Wolves, but Pat Spencer certainly had a great week, starting with that Oklahoma City game last Tuesday, and the Warriors win 2 out of 3 on the road trip, and Pat Spencer.
Ballin'.
We'll give away a Pat Spencer jersey, too, tomorrow.
I'm going to be selfish here just as a fan. And I know for the athletes like the Niners and the Warriors, they need this time off. But, damn, Steiny, I hate the Niners didn't have a game. I get it. They need it. And I hate the Warriors don't play until Friday. It'll be here sooner than later. But I just, damn, I just love ball. I love the game coming here, reacting to new information.
Well, you could use the time to practice then, like the guys. See what I'm saying? Like, you can't play all the time. You can work on other parts of your life. See what I'm saying?
Well, there's other games on, too.
But no. You don't want to be like a radio host who's like an AAU guy, who all he does is play 4 games a day, doesn't learn the fundamentals, and then you just
Look
come on
man.
Here and blah, 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 blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Man.
You know, you want to play a certain amount of games, then go work on your game, then come back and
right.
Something like that.
AAU gets a bad rap, man.
And rightfully so. Did you ever play AAU?
It wasn't around. It wasn't around, but I would have played, but... No, seriously, it seems like you had something in your... I'll say this. The guys and gals coaching these teams are given their time. And as you know, when we get older and grow, Steiny, there's nothing more important in life than time, someone's time. So we can... You know, I kind of... I don't want to bash any... They're coaching the kids.
But you just bashed Ayuk.
Well, that's different. He's being selfish and greedy. He got paid. He couldn't come to my locker room no more. We would just lose, and I'd be like, it was worth it. We stood for something.
All right, I'll play this hypothetical out. So Kyle Shanahan walks into the 49er locker room today or tomorrow when they get back from their break. And, hey, get it in. Call it in, guys. Give me a sec here. You know, you guys know what's going on with Brandon. We had to void that contract last year. I'm sorry, for next year. And, you know, we've been a little bit of an impasse. But we met with Brandon earlier today, and we'd like to open up that practice window and get him out there as fast as possible. Does anybody in here have a problem with that?
Now, see, I like that. That's how you did it. Didn't you say that happened?
I thought you were going
to... That happened to okay. you. They voted to have you back.
Guru, we worried that... we've heard that you don't want Brandon Ayuk back through our captains.
Yeah, I would stand up and say it's not worth it.
You don't want him back?
It. Yeah. That would be, you know, my sense. Now,
you're not willing to give a guy a second chance, Goo?
Man.
I know, it's not easy.
Because remember, that happened to you, and they voted you back.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about it. It was a real vote.
I think they would take him back. Huh? I think they would. I think in a pro setting, they would be. That would be filed
under business. Because they're trying to win at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, John Lynch make a mistake in that they didn't do anything at the deadline, and now they're right in the thick of it?
We were in on some of the big names. I think it was kind of a seller's market, and there was, you know, at the same position, we would probably be looking at D-line. There were a lot of teams looking, and so the asking prices were just crazy, and we weren't going to do that. We felt good enough about our team that we just weren't going to do something we didn't think was wise. And parents tell me sometimes the best deals you do are the ones you don't do. And, you know, I think for our team, we did what we thought was right, and it, you know, it seems to be working out pretty well. So, but we didn't have our mind closed to adding, you know, some high end players, and we feel like we did.
Man,
John Lynch talking with Tim Kawakami on the TK podcast, saying, yeah, they were looking for defensive linemen, but the asking price was too high.
Okay, and it's easy for me to say right now, but Stani, I don't know if you saw the news, Trey Hendrickson. Sideline looks like it might be the rest of this season with core muscle surgery for a hip pelvis issue. I mean, just imagine how you're feeling if you move mountains to try to bring him in and then he's hurt, you know. And the Niners have dealt with you know, their fair share of injuries, but man, that would cut. So again, you said it. Sometimes the best deals and the moves are the ones you don't make.
The 49ers. Oh, I did. They made a right. Keon White,
yeah.
And
Farrell.
Yeah, Cleveland Farrell with the guys. The week of the
got him off the street, basically.
Yeah, the week of the trade deadline, they sat tight, but they had made a couple moves before that. 888. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is more John Lynch. This is on his 9 years. In the Bay.
I came here to get something done, and that was kind of to help a really proud organization get back on track and win championships, compete and win championships. We've done the compete part. We haven't won it. And so I'm kind of, when I get my mindset on something, I really want to see it come to fruition. You know, I'm having a really good time doing this right now. I will tell you, the conclusion I have is I never thought I'd be here this long. I don't think I thought it'd be easier, but I probably thought we'd have a couple in our hip pocket by now, and that hasn't happened. We've had good chances, but we haven't paid them off, and so I'm committed to trying to pay this thing off, having a good time. I feel, you know, excited about where our organization is at. I think the arrow is pointing up.
All right, John Lynch, San Francisco 49ers general manager. So I'm looking at Shanahan and Lynch, and Shanahan's under contract through 2027. So let's assume Lynch is through 2027 too. I heard the morning guys talking about this, so it's not like I'm not going to give them credit, but right now, would you extend them both through 2030?
Yeah, in a California would. Second. I
really?
Mean, what just about Kyle, what they've built something together, but I'm talking about just the head coach. And they're working well together. Stoney, what – I mean, again, I'm just on the sideline. They should have one at least. They got there twice. we're seeing what he's doing without the expensive China or the Bugatti. The guy is a ball coach and knows how to get his team to respond. So from that end, Kyle and John are intertwined to me. So why even break it up? But the Kyle part is just, give me another coach right now that you might take.
It's
and there's
not
McVay and Andy, I got that. But other than that, this dude is just, he's doing the Kyrie Irving to coaching with what I believe he's doing and who he's doing it without this season.
Ask me what I would do.
What would you do?
I certainly wouldn't extend him right now. Like, this is...
And why?
Because they've
why
got...
Pause?
It's what? Because the calendar says 2025. That means he's under contract for four more games this year in the playoffs, all of next year, and all the year after that. And that's plenty. He's got more than two years left in his deal.
But if you're in love,
you
can extend it. Like
no. I mean, first of all, when I'm saying no, I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm saying, no, I'm not giving him an extension. He's got two more years. Go to work.
How impressed have you been with this season itself? Right there.
I'm going to be honest with you. Not as impressed as other people.
Seriously?
Yes. Not as impressed as most other people. And that's on me. I get it. But, like, this is
I want to double back to that, too.
This is more about pro sports than it is about Shanahan.
But it's about the job he's doing.
2027. Yeah, why do I need to get him through 2030?
Just security and...
What security?
And to show how much or how great of a job you're doing. You know, extensions do happen before the deadline, partner.
I understand, and we'll do it at the end of next year at the earliest.
But how can I take you to a place to where you'll say, Goo, I love the job
Kyle,
of the guy we're
win
doing.
Win a Super Bowl, and we'll start talking about 5 years
he
from
really
now.
Should have one. Well, I can
and
do
And you know what?
I
if he had
both.
One, he'd say probably be great. Signed through 2030, but he doesn't, that's and he's not.
I mean, man, they had two good shots at it.
I just...
Like he's coaching his ass off right now. I just come on. Like I'm saying, throw everybody in. The NBA, MLB, he's coaching his ass off. They still got to get it done. But, man, I thought this thing was doomed this season. And I would have been like, oh, okay, hey, you had all excuses in the world to, you know, you guys are going to tank. But, oh, my starting quarterback went down. We just paid. Who we got? Oh, Mac Jones, come in here. I'll make you look great. It's just like, man, the Midas touch.
Yeah, I don't, it's not necessary.
You got to elaborate a bit if
he's signed.
That's technical.
He's here, he's under contract for 2.5 more years. Like, I don't need to sign him to a lifetime deal.
Who is he? The question this morning, he's your guy that's taking you to four NFC championship games, two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And...
I wouldn't
it
extend
looks
it
like
right
the
now.
Dude can coach no matter who, you know, who's in, who's out.
Okay. I wouldn't. Like, if the.
But
I'm not saying he's not a great
right
coach.
Now, you know, you would bet that's on the horizon. When that day does come, if this keeps up with what it looks like it's trending to be, he don't even got to win a Super Bowl. He's getting an extension.
I don't like the idea of having a coach under contract for 5 years. I mean, I know it happens, but.
I'm just speaking to the job and how enamored I am and Niner fans. And I critique him, and I come down his road for certain stuff. But coaching the game, coaching offense, putting guys in positions to win, and now you're doing it with Robert Saleh. Like, I would have no problems at all. Do you think we'll hear from anybody? Now that we were prepping for the show, I don't know if anybody called the morning guys and said that they wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Now, you said something that has me thinking. You said, you know what, Goo? I'm not as impressed as others.
Because of the schedule.
Mm.
And I've made no secret of that. The schedule's been a joke.
I didn't know what you had in your tool belt, but I got the schedule.
But as for, like, I'm not saying I don't want Kyle Shanahan to be the coach for 5 years. I may, but if I don't have to lock into that right now.
The Bob Myers theory.
I mean, you sign him to a 3-year extension through 2030, and in the next year or two, they don't make the playoffs, and people are going to be, You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I've criticized him. And, you know, I'm on his neck at times. But I do know how to take a step back and look what's going on in other places, other organizations throughout all sports. Fire the coach. Don't have a viable option in there. Think you do, and then you're just chasing. I know about that. But, you know, trying to find something that, you know, might take years to get. I'm just saying the guy's coaching right now, Stoney, and if you were to bet, but you said you needed to see more, that bet would be
on. I just
on.
Wouldn't
He's
do
be
it
here
now.
In 2030.
Just wouldn't.
And Bob Myers told us that. Stoney, why do you got to do something? Make a decision until you have to.
Well, I want to say that the last time the 49ers extended Lynch and Shanahan, first of all, I need to get the specifics, but remember it happened before the year, and then they didn't announce it until into the year, and it was a little bit earlier than they needed to do.
But it was the right thing to do. Wouldn't you say?
They did it, but like my thing is, give them till 2030 if Super Bowls aren't important to you. Like, would that be a
I'm sure there's some owners that probably think that way, but without knowing what's about to pop off, I'm already giving this season a plus. That's me. Okay. Well, and then now we're talking about one more season in between. Like, what more do you need to see, partner? As far as can this guy elevate others around him?
That's a good question. What more do I need to see?
Yeah. Now, if you said Super Bowl, I get it.
I need to see another year like the first 9 or 10. Then I'll give him to 2030. But I just don't that's a long time in the future.
Well, how long is Brock Purdy's deal, right? And he's the predecessor. He produced that, but he birthed that basically. You know, drafting Brock and getting Brock paid. So I don't feel like they don't coincide. So he's going to be here as long as Brock's here.
Maybe. I just don't see – it's just me, and this is the owner in me. But it's 2025. I don't want to make a decision right now and say, Kyle's going to be our coach in 2030. I'd rather push it toward 2030, especially when he's under contract for two more years. That's fine for now. That's all I'm saying.
You do understand.
Yeah, you're fine, Kyle. You got two more years? Yeah, fine. Go coach. Shut your mouth and coach.
This happens in the corporate world, too. Hey, your boss calls you in. Buzz, come see me.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Okay.
And they extend or give you something that you hadn't even talked about or thought was on the horizon because they're so enamored with the job.
We did that before with an extension for Shanahan and Lynch.
And I think it's been good since you've done that. No Super Bowl, but especially with this season and where it's headed and how it could finish. Let's just say they get in the playoffs and lose. I think, I'm just telling you, if I was sitting back and I was York, I'm thinking to myself, man, that was a hell of a job.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, Kyle, let's meet for lunch.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase. What about the fact that he hasn't won a Super Bowl?
I'm presenting that contract predicated on, I think that's on the horizon. We got our quarterback wrapped up.
So you're going to give, okay. Man.
I don't think I'm by myself at all. Like, Evan, do I sound ridiculous at all?
You don't sound ridiculous, but
no,
like,
I'm just,
to me, it's the, you don't like to make really hard decisions.
I'm a father. Evan,
would you give Shanahan a contract extension right now, 2027 to 2030?
Before you answer, E, the way he says it is so unfair. Shasky brought it up, and him, Bonte Spadoni, did a good job talking about it. So when you say it that way, it does come off like, well, what's the origin behind this?
Okay, Shanahan is signed through 2027, and at the end of this year, his agent's going to approach the 49ers and say, let's tack three more years on till 2030.
And before you answer, E, I'm the owner. I'm so impressed with this job that this team did this year, even without winning the Super Bowl. His agent may not have to contact us. We'll contact him.
I mean, I wouldn't. If it's announced this offseason that Kyle Shanahan got a contract extension,
talk to him.
I wouldn't be mad.
And
but I don't think that they have to broach it right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something they have to talk about. But I mean, seriously, look around the league.
That's what I'm doing, man. McVay.
If all I'm saying is he's got two more years left. And if at the end of the year he said, I want an extension to 2030, I'd probably try to say, can we wait?
But would you be shocked off of Evan's point? And I agree with him.
But if he wants a contract, he is going to get one.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And
I think he's earned it.
Okay. I wouldn't. That's not how I would do business.
What would you say?
Well, seriously, you would have also made Brock Purdy play in his contract year, but that's not the way things work.
Well, no, I wouldn't have.
And how would that conversation go? If I'm Kyle, hey, you know, I'd like to get it. What would you, really with your chest out say no?
Well, I'm just going on, Jed, you're talking about, it's all about Super Bowls. So, like, I guess what I don't like is the same fan who rips Kyle Shanahan because he can't get over the top going to be the same fan that says, oh, he should have a lifetime contract and there's nobody out there better and we have to keep him forever. He's under contract, the way I look at it, for another 38 games.
But it's not, you're not saying, and shout out and rest in peace to Ralph Barbieri. Two things can be true at once, right, Snotty? You're not saying he has to win a bowl and that would impact your decision before.
No, if he would have won a bowl, I'd probably extend him to 2030. But the fact is, like, if you're an organization that wants to talk like this, like 49ers talk and the fans talk about it all being about Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, well, then at some point you have to ask the question, well, when is knocking on the door not enough for this particular organization? And all I'm saying is if at the end of the year, Kyle said, and the only reason we're talking about it is because they were talking about it in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So the question was, would you extend Kyle Shanahan right now?
Yeah, and I was like, damn, I hadn't thought about that. But I heard all three of them. Great stuff. And I guess I thought to myself, like, it's nuanced. But I'm understanding and I'm growing that, yeah, everybody's not going to get to the mountaintop. But with Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, you got Trey Lance mixed in there. What this dude, Kyle Shanahan, has done with and without Robert Saleh is just it's just majorly impressive. And, you know, I would invest more years into this guy thinking that the best is yet to come in regard to hoisting up the Lombardi.
You could also, like, extending him doesn't prevent you from firing him in the future.
No, I know.
But it's the merit of...
All I'm telling you is if they go to the playoffs this year and whatever, they lose... Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan goes, okay, so we got two more years left on my deal. What do you say we bang it out through 2030? If I'm Jed York, I'm saying not yet. Can we wait a year at least till you start to become a lame duck?
And I do wonder, does that change? Is that the first start or nugget of our relationship changing or shifting in regard to me being feeling some type of way that you would put that on pause or hold? It could be, Kyle, okay, that's how you feel later. But I know in some instances, all it takes is one thing to pop off, the wrong word to be said, and then now there's, you know, it's rocky. Like Ayuk, it's rocky. Or
like,
resentment.
Like, Stani, are you willing to risk by not extending him, if he wants one, him saying, okay, fine, I'll just coach it out here and then I'll leave in 2 years?
I certainly wouldn't let him, like, make threats like that.
No, he's not making threats, but your actions speak louder than your words.
And I would say, Kyle, you got two more years left in your deal. Can we continue to let it play out?
Yeah, we'll play it out, and then I'll take my talents elsewhere, because clearly you don't value me.
Okay, well, that's the way
that
you look at it.
And that happens in life with that whole scenario.
Yeah, that's the way you look at it, Kyle. We just don't want to be married to the coach 5 years from now when we don't, you know.
Fine, bring back Tom Sula.
When we make the playoffs every other year.
Chip Kelly's available, I think.
Oh, yeah, and that's a cheap shot, I would say, if I'm Jed York.
So, no, this is a cheap shot from the 650 Boxner Gerson work injury text lines down. Guru would sign him to a 30-year, $1 billion deal, LOL. No, I'm just telling you, this dude can coach.
No kidding.
Isn't that the theme of this year?
That doesn't mean I'm giving him a three-year 50. And by the way, how much is he making? I heard like 16. Okay, I'm not giving him 3 for $60 from 2027 to 2030 right now. That's all not right now.
Is there any other coach in the NFL right now, not name McVay, that you would take over Kyle? Because there's not
take over Kyle,
even Andy.
Probably not. And that's why I said it speaks more to how I feel about giving a guy a contract 5 years out than the necessary, you know, necessarily about Shanahan. I think he's a top five coach. I'm not a big fan of coaches who are muscle flexors in a way. You know, and under this scenario,
you set it up like he's the muscle flexor. I like that. But yeah.
The question is, would you give Kyle Shanahan an extension right now through 2030? I'd be like, no. I don't see a need to do it. Mm. If the 49ers have done it, I'd be like, okay, they did it.
I think you're in, you know, rare air. Like, I don't think that line's that long is the one that would be okay if they did do it, like Evan said, after the season.
I mean,
especially with what he's done. Like, I am truly, truly impressed, man.
I mean, to me, I'm not giving him an extension because of this year. I'd give him an extension because of what he's done over 8 or 9 years.
Right.
Like, this year, to me, is a, you know, just one more. It's just a blip. It's just year 9, and they may go to the playoffs for the fifth time in 9 years, and like that's the way that one will chalk up. I actually am kind of interested in how many 49er fans right now would just say, I'd be good with Kyle Shanahan to be the coach through 2030. 888-957-9570. You know, and you're right, Gu, though. It's two different questions. I'm not saying I want him fired. I'm just saying I wouldn't need to have that commitment on both sides at this point. All right. Pat Spencer is coming up in 20 minutes. But before we get to Spencer, we'll open up the lines at 888-957-9570. Don't forget, every hour, and this is going to happen next segment, every hour today and tomorrow, we're giving away 3 Warrior jerseys. All 3 are the town jerseys that they debuted in the November 24th game against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the town jerseys, are up for grabs, and one of them can be yours. Listen, for your chance today and tomorrow, for more details, go to 957thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'll go deep, 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 deep into my bag. Bring the temperature down, down low.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Guru with you. And coming up in 10 minutes, Pat Spencer, Warriors guard, is going to join us. Warriors next play on Friday against the Minnesota Timberwolves here at Chase Center.
You going? I didn't ask you 100 times.
Probably. We'll see. I got kids in town.
Oh, you told me that early.
We'll see. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Are you?
All depending on how this doctor appointment goes today. I'm a little nervous.
I want you to know that I'm sincere when I'm saying, you know.
But you're smiling as you
because
say.
That's my, like, I hope they get it figured out. I know you're worried about it.
My boy AP, he's listening to us.
Anthony Peeler?
No, the lefty, no. Aaron Posey. The inventor, Steiny, of the Yoon Reunion. He started the whole Yoon Reunion. Where Evan pulled up on it.
Him and his brother. By the way, can we stop acting as though, what's his name? Herbert.
Oh, Justin.
Justin Herbert's
like
some
broken hand.
A left hand. He's a right-handed quarterback.
Steiny, you have to take the snap with both hands.
Oh, stop.
And, dude, he was hitting it left and right like a hey, Evan, you had to be proud. Like,
don't bring
that,
him in. We know what he's going to say.
That dude went John Wayne last. I would have tapped out. I'd have been like, I can't go. I can't go tonight.
Toughest quarterback in football.
You know how many dudes
would have... If he were Jim Zorn or Kenny Stabler...
That's my guy, Jim
then
Zorn,
yes,
the lefty.
It would have been a hell of an achievement.
Number 10, Jimmy Zorn. What you know about Jim Zorn? Who was his coach?
Chuck Knox.
Oh,
get out of my face with that. You don't want to go there.
Well, you lost yesterday. A lot
you don't
want to
go there.
With the Reggie
game. Because of Reggie. Give me Reggie. Give me Reggie's. Cares. Give me something. Give me something of value. Let's go to
this.
Now
I know
you made me
on.
Mad.
No, what's I know what's going on. It's you didn't make the fantasy playoffs here at 95-7 The Game.
Oh, okay,
and
you know what?
You're a little hurt. We hadn't talked right. about it. Okay. I made it. Shout out, you know Dibs. What? I got in, so I'm on
Let
cloud
me know when you're
nine.
Done.
I'm done.
Let me tell you this right now, and this is so. If you want to know how checked out I am. At various times of the crossover, just go back and listen to yesterday's because it was over. I just didn't, it didn't
but
matter.
But it should hurt though.
It didn't matter enough to me to even put up a fight where I had the argument on my side.
But, it was one of those airs where you just got to bring it and take it.
Guru, I lost by 60 points to Lucas. Okay? Mm. I would have had to go into the waiver wire and somehow selected four players who would have each gotten me at least 15 points.
That I
so
did. Yeah.
The bottom line is I was done. However, you know, Dibley wants to give me his analytics.
It
he had advanced analytics.
Know. He knew.
And then Willard wants to hit me with, well, you're kind of ruining it for other people. I don't care, guys.
But you do.
I don't care.
That's the beauty of you. You do.
No,
we know
I
that
don't.
You just really wanted Guru to get the last spot in the playoffs.
Now that's a dynamite. Big crock of
being
you know.
A, being a really good
dynamite.
Friend.
Dynamite.
Yeah, he
dynamite.
Too, but yeah.
Dynamite.
I love you, man.
Who?
You'll be okay, Steiny. Yeah.
Oh, you know
there's
I will.
There's always next year.
Seat, though.
For what?
The
yeah, you're not
team.
Getting an extension this summer.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. You ready? Gee, what, are you going to kick me out of next year's league?
No,
yeah, quit trying
that.
To cheer me up.
And we had too many this year,
Steiny. I dare you to kick me out of the league.
We had 16. Might have been a little too
many. I would love for you guys to kick me out of the league. Fine, relegate me. I don't care.
No, but you're going to have to answer to the owner.
I'm the owner.
He wants to know why you didn't start four guys in the biggest game of the season.
Tomorrow, man.
I'm the owner.
That's pretty good.
We took the high road. Let's go to LP and SF.
Real quick, how'd you end up with five guys with a bye in 1 week?
And how did I not know? I would have told you. It didn't matter. I went in and I looked at the rest of the players in the league and I'm like,
oh, did you?
It doesn't matter.
So you knew?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a chance to get. I had a chance to get.
Now like, that hits
Gerald
different.
Ford, the backup running back for the Browns.
Oh, I thought you didn't know.
I knew.
Well, you got to look at these things weeks out. You know.
Well, yeah.
So you're saying you were aware. I thought Dibs was bringing that to your
attention.
I knew
going into the last
week.
Wow,
that now it hits a little different. Because you were saying you wouldn't have got 60 as a, oh boy.
Exactly. And once I realized I wasn't going to make it, then I was like, fine, I won't score. Get a better draft pick next year. It's called chess, people. Can we get to LP and SF?
LP.
Before Pat Spencer comes up in 5 minutes. What's up, LP?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Hey.
All right.
Yeah, no, I heard you guys talking about the coaches debate, whether or not we should extend them to 2030.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the biggest fan, first of all. I'm an old school 49er fan. I'm used to going to the championship, going to Super Bowls, winning them.
Mm.
We've been so many times. I think that he is a good coach. I wouldn't put him in a great category for his lack of winning a big game. I've been a 49er fan. I've watched these playoff runs. We go so far. I think that with the amount of talent we've had, guys, lately, we should have at least two more Super Bowls on our belt. Huh? At least, me personally. We talk about Saleh. I'm excited for him to be back. I think the defense has responded. He's an amazing defensive coach. I don't know offensively if he could put it together from a head coach's perspective. I mean, the Jets isn't probably the best judge. You know, they didn't have nearly the amount of talent we did. But yeah, I wouldn't lock him in, especially since it's so early. Show me a little bit more. Yeah. We go deep this year into the playoffs. Maybe get a little sniff of another Super Bowl. That's another conversation. But right now, no, I don't see the need to.
Appreciate the call, LP.
Man.
Hey, don't forget, coming up in after Pat Spencer, we'll give out the second code word. How about that?
You got to keep listening.
Yeah. They got to keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know when we're going to be giving out the keyword.
What you got back?
How easy is it on days like today for you just to sit over there and just wait for this S show to come into your direction? That's your guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're my guy.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to say something to you.
I'm going to need you to be real careful. Right
you
now.
You think I'm just a two. I could be a one.
I know you could. You
no,
want to be
you
one today?
Because the other days you're like,
you
oh, who
be
can
one
radio
right now?
Read?
Here.
He's giving you everything that you need. That's all I can.
Shut up. You don't know what he's giving me.
You went out the room and he showed me where your stuff was itemized. I'm like, the plan's right there. And I got confidence in you, but you're getting mad at the wrong person. It don't bring
I'm not,
me
in.
Sonny, I got what you need.
Evan,
it's coming in a little
Evan,
bit,
don't.
All right?
Evan, don't.
Oh, that part. That's what this is. I got you.
I got what you need.
Oh, man.
Where's Spency?
We don't got a game till Friday.
You're like a two-year-old. For goodness sakes, there can't be 10 games a day.
I'm done with the cup. Jesus Christ.
You know what? Fine. Extend Shanahan. I don't care.
Oh, man.
What about Lynch? Let's lose his ass.
I didn't like that just about it. I know what cloth I come
what,
from.
Begging Brandon Ayuk to come back?
Yeah, like, dude's been on one, man. Nobody can defend what he's done. So even before he got the bag, but I was happy he got the bag, and they gave him more, and he's mad.
Hey, now let me ask you a serious question. Have you thought about what you're going to ask Pat Spencer?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, give me what's your first question? just so we don't overlap.
No, I feel like we're so different the way we, because we're our personalities.
Are you going to ask him what his favorite food is?
No, I don't do that. The burrito stuff, I don't do that.
What's your favorite San Francisco neighborhood?
I'm not. that's info, but I ain't into it. Yeah, I got you. Oh, you're the best.
Oh, boy.
Did you watch that game last night?
Which one?
Philly Chargers? Yeah, obviously you did.
I didn't, actually. There was the Timberwolves were on. I was scouting them. I'm like John Sumrall. I watch us and I watch the team we're
playing.
Well,
that was a close game. Who won?
They lost. I turned it off. I turned it off at the end and watched the American Revolution documentary, Ken Burns.
How many parts is that?
It's like 403. It's going to be a long decade.
I'm out on that. Too long.
Hey, is Spencer calling us or are we calling Spencer?
We got time.
You know what? I bet you he just like unlisted his number now. You know, he had to get another phone because now everybody wants to call
him. He's been on a heater, man.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear.
So
that would be my ringtone if I was Pat.
Think about this for a minute. And I obviously, when you're a pro basketball player, you're one of the greatest players in the world.
No,
but
facts.
On the pro basketball landscape, he's kind of at the bottom.
They got you.
But think about that. That's what I can't get. He's the greatest lacrosse player of all time.
Wow, man.
Or at least
Jim Brown
right
was good.
There.
Yeah.
According to all my lacrosse sources. The greatest lacrosse player in the world. You know what? I'm going to give basketball a shot.
Now, I do. My follow-up would be, what is the NBA version for lacrosse or NFL? You know what I mean? They don't have that,
what do you
right?
mean?
Like the NBA version for lacrosse to go pro and get paid.
That's a good question. Yeah. We can ask him. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Pat Spencer. Pat, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? I was going to start somewhere else, but my partner Guru just said, what's the highest level of pro lacrosse that exists right now?
Yeah, it's the Premier Lacrosse League. So a good buddy of mine founded it a few years back. Actually, my senior year of college was the first year that they were having the league, you know, when I was coming out. So it's the Premier Lacrosse League. Big shout out to Paul Rabel and those guys for trying to make it, you know, a career option for guys that are playing college lacrosse and want to continue it down the line.
Gotcha. Well, let me start out here, Pat. Obviously, you've had a big week. What's been the key to kind of your emergence? Is it simply playing time or is it more than that?
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of the hard work, but also the opportunity. You know, I've shared it before, but last year my role for this team was really just to be an energy guy. You know, we'd be down 10, 15, 20 points and Steve would call my number. So, at that point it was about coming in, bouncing off the wall, giving us, you know, a little bit more juice. This year, because of injuries, I've had an opportunity to come in and get some extended minutes. If you play this game at a high level, you know that it's a game of rhythm and flow. And so having the opportunity to play, you know, 6-7 minutes in a stretch as opposed to 2.5-3 minutes, it's night and day. And then obviously just the work that I put in terms of shooting in the off season, my game feels, you know, the best it's ever felt. So it's a culmination of preparation meets the opportunity.
No doubt, Pat, you're the people's champ right now. It's kind of funny, we're rapping with you. Last Tuesday is when you balled out against OKC, and I'm not being messy because I'm rooting for you and we all are, but you were on one in a good way. And, you know, the game goes, you come out at the end while you're on a heater. I go in my pop's garage, do a video saying, why did he get subbed out? And all the world was in agreeance. I'm not being messy, but can you walk us through when you heard that buzzer in that game where you're on one and you come out? Can you walk us through your thought process?
Nah, I don't question the staff, man. We've got a bunch of guys that have been doing this at a really high level for a long time. So as a competitor, obviously you want to be in there, but Pods has been incredible. And ultimately you're going to go to your starters down the stretch. That's just the way the game goes. And so completely get it. Didn't hold any, you know, ill will against the staff for doing that. Like I said, as a competitor, of course you want to be out there, but you know, I'd played probably 8 to 12 minutes straight at that point, and Steve ultimately just wanted to get BP back in there. So I don't question his decision making at all. He got 9 rings for a reason. So
I love it.
Thankful that he gave me an opportunity, though, you know, in the next couple games to get in there and close it out as well.
Well, speaking of your coach, and we're talking to Pat Spencer, Warriors point guard. Obviously, he was asked about you after this weekend's game, Sunday in particular. We'll play it for you. I'm sure you've been asked about it and you've heard it, but it's a lot of fun. So take a listen.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that? Or?
I mean, are you, you know how jacked up you are after you make that shot, and do you remember what you were saying and what you were doing?
It's messed up. I black out when I have those moments. You know, everyone's repeating it back to me, but it's almost as if I don't remember. So, no, I mean, when I'm competitive, I get in those moments. That's what you live for as a competitor. So, I hope I'm not being judged by what I'm saying in those moments.
Spence, I got to ask you, man, you know, Draymond's going to come back. It looks like it might be Friday, and the chef, too. You know, just from a personal standpoint, do you look at that, and I know you want that to happen, and think about how can I keep, you know, what I have going on when the big dogs come back? How do you think about that?
Yeah, there's no personal agenda. I'm just happy that I had the opportunity to get out there and showcase what I'm able to do at a high level. I think the most important thing for this road trip for us was finding an identity. And I've said it in a handful of other interviews, but we didn't really have an identity before this road trip. You know, we have a number of different ways that we play. Obviously, Steph and Draymond connect and play at an elite level when they're out there together. But we've got a bunch of young guys that are able to run and push that pace. And so I think that's another identity for us. And then we also have a third identity in a guy in Jimmy who just takes care of the ball, doesn't turn it over, gets us organized. And we have complete control of the game when he's out there. So I think it's been great for us this past week as far as kind of honing in on who we can be on the offensive side of the ball. We felt really confident about who we were defensively, but we've taken a step this week offensively, and obviously you add an elite playmaker in number 30 and an incredible defender in Draymond. It's only going to get better.
Pat Spencer joining us on 95.7 The Game, Warriors point guard, and Warriors play next on Friday at home against the Timberwolves at Chase Center. I'm, you know, everybody's competitive in the NBA, but then there's levels of competitiveness. And I got to ask you where you've gotten your competitiveness from, because, you know, when you watch a guy game in and game out and year in and year out, you really figure out who is serious about competing and who isn't. And I just, like, you're the real deal when it comes to playing hard. And I'm just wondering where that came from.
No, I appreciate it. I have two parents who push me to be the best version of myself every day. They're competitive in their own right, but ultimately I think it comes from having two brothers and growing up and just beating the crap out of each other in the driveway. So we have some funny traditions. We play hoops on Thanksgiving morning every year, the family, and that usually ends in a fight right before we go over to the family's house. So it's just, I think it's a bit innate, you know. I think we just have it, it's wired in us. So thankful that my parents have pushed me to compete in everything I've done, but I think ultimately it's a bit innate.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Pat, let me ask you this, man. You know, this summer, were there other situations that you thought about or, you know, places you might be interested in? And what was it about the Warriors that kind of kept you here?
Yeah, I had a couple other opportunities, but they were going to be similar trajectory to what we're doing here, maybe a little bit easier of a path, you know, considering that we have 15 guys on the roster, maybe a little bit of an easier path to a roster spot in a couple other places. But ultimately, I just have a belief in the group that we had at the end of last year and truly enjoy playing for Steve, competing with him, and just love the group that we have in the locker room. And so it felt like too good of an opportunity to pass up on. Built some real momentum in the playoffs last year. Felt like I gained the trust of the veterans in the locker room and much of the staff. And so, you know, I'm a believer in people first and foremost. And so it just made sense for me to be back here and give this thing a run one more time.
Pat, what's and we're joined by Pat Spencer of the Golden State Warriors. When did the transition for you as a pro change from I got to make it in this league, and so when I go out and play, I've got to make sure that I do this for my game, as opposed to it feels like the last week you're going out there saying, this is how I got to play for us to win. Like, is there a difference there?
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with the injuries, right? I mean, we lose 30-plus points a night in number 30, and so there was going to be one, I think, like I said, finding an identity. I felt like there was an opportunity for me to kind of put my foot on the gas and give us a new life that way. We didn't really have an identity offensively, and I think that's something that I can bring to the table. So I saw an opening there, felt like I could really get us in a cohesive unit and just get us organized. And so, you know, I've got a bunch of assistant coaches that have had my back and have pushed me to do that all along. But like I said, it's a little bit tougher to do that sometimes when you're playing 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. So the opportunity was there this week with knowing that Steph would be out for an extended period to kind of put my foot on the gas and showcase what I can do that way. And ultimately, hopefully, you know, propel us into a new identity offensively as a team without number 30 on the floor.
Pat, my sources tell me you get after it in practices, like you treat it like the games, and I love that. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody else on the team that is up there with you in that regard?
We've got a bunch, man. We're in the stay ready group for the majority of the year when you're not playing. So, you know, you see a guy like Gee going out there and chasing every loose ball, diving. Trace is coming in and giving us energy. Those are the guys that I spend a lot of time with, man. We're in the in the gym when, you know, the guys are getting treatment, guys are playing, you know, 30 plus minutes a night. We've got a group down there who's getting after it and, you know, ultimately staying ready. So proud of those guys too. You know, it was a collective effort.
Pat, I'm interested to know how, like, in one sport, you're considered one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. And then in another sport, you're kind of working you're a pro. You're an NBA player, no doubt about it, but you're kind of working yourself up from the bottom of that high tier. Like, what's it like being the greatest at one thing and then, you know, where you are in the NBA in another professional sport?
Yeah, I love the adversity, man. I knew it wasn't going to be an easy journey. 4 years of college across, I don't think there was a crystal clear avenue to get into where I'm at today, but there was no crystal clear avenue for my lacrosse journey either. You know, I think a lot of people look back and see, you know, what I accomplished, and what they don't know is that I was cut from just about every team I tried out for in lacrosse as well. I didn't make JV until my junior year in lacrosse, and actually had repeated ninth grade to stay back. So really technically didn't even make varsity lacrosse until what would have been my senior year of high school. So had two offers to go to college for lacrosse, which was, you know, not a ton of offers. So the journey has never been easy for me. So that I've never shied away from that. I actually kind of lived for it. So I've enjoyed every step of the way, and ultimately just want to keep it rolling.
Pat, I'm always telling my partner, man, one thing about watching the Warriors is their offensive attack is different than others I see. And when you don't have the ball in your hands, your ability to cut, it sounds so simple, but it's not, is beautiful. And the Warriors do that as a whole. Are you surprised throughout the league other teams don't cut like you guys and yourself?
Yeah, I think it's personnel driven, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that have elite playmakers in the pick and roll, like a Luka. So to speak. So I think it's personnel driven. You look at our top tier guy, he's somebody who probably runs 5 miles a game moving off the ball. So draws a ton of attention. So I think a lot of that has to do with the personnel. And quite frankly, it's won 4 championships here. So it's something that attracted me to come here. I feel like I can utilize my IQ on and off the ball to play off some obviously incredible Hall of Famers. So you know, I think the league is heading that way. You're starting to see the pace pick up. You're starting to see more passes, throw aheads, early shots. But I think it's just at the tip of the iceberg. It's just going to keep getting faster.
Yeah, Pat, I think we know, you know, when Friday's game comes around, no matter what Steve Kerr asks you to do, you'll be ready. Has he talked to you about, you know, what may happen if and when Steph comes back on Friday or soon after? Or are you one of those low-maintenance guys that he doesn't have to deal with like that?
Yeah, he doesn't owe me a conversation. We haven't chatted about it yet. We got out of Chicago, and then have, you know, a couple deserved days off. We've been traveling our butts off this year, so we'll have practice tomorrow. So we may address it, may not, but ultimately, you know, my whole career has been built off of just staying ready. So I'll be ready for whatever comes our way.
There it is. And you've been balling, man. 10 to 2 here on Stani and Guru, Pat. We like to have fun. You got some days off. You just talked about it. You know, walk us through some of your hobbies, or what do you do to let some steam off?
I moved apartments, so nothing fun over the last day and a half. But I love to golf. Steph and I like to get after it on the course. And then I've got a brother balling, so always have games to check out. Unfortunately, no overlap over the last 2 days. We're both off, but golf is golf, family time. I'm simple, man. I like good food, a little golf, and I'm good.
Hey, where's your brother playing?
He's in Memphis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, what's your handicap?
Floating around a 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm about to get down to scratch.
Look at him.
I don't have enough time.
Yeah, but we'd all love to get down to scratch. Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey, real quick, so who are the Stay Ready guys?
The Stay Ready is the guy that you see on the end of the bench.
Santos, you, Will Richard?
Santos, myself. Will's been playing quite a bit. So he found himself right in the starting
TJD.
Rotation, playing incredible basketball. Yeah, Tracy's joining us. But it's ever evolving. You know, we're a little bit older. We've got some injuries. So, Stay Ready means it could be the next day.
Hey, maybe Steph's going to have to be on that group.
That's dope. Stay ready, and supplant
you on Friday, maybe.
Absolutely not.
All right,
keep hooping, man.
Hey, Pat, thank you so much for joining us. Continued luck, and have a great rest of the season, man.
Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, Pat Spencer, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. You look very pet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Impressive. Yeah. It was a very nice interview.
Yeah, I could.
No.
Yeah,
where's your brother? Only Goo can do it, baby.
It always comes back to Goo. Goo, that was such a minor part of wonderful interview.
All right, I got you.
Why would you
beat
yourself up over that?
Because Evan was laughing. Like, damn, as soon as it left, I was like, I want it back. But nah, that's dope, man. He's a dope dude.
You also asked some other really good questions, sincerely.
I appreciate it. Stoney, you did a great job. But he's a real one, huh?
Yes, he is.
He ain't letting his head get big. I understand that. And man, he's earned everything he's gotten. How about that?
Yeah.
And I love the stay ready. That's dope.
Did you hear his first answer after Kerr, that question you asked him, Sonny?
He doesn't owe me a conversation.
Man.
Says a lot.
And was I doing too much asking when you're mad? What's that? Coming out of the OKC game.
That's a good question. Everybody's mad when they come out.
Yeah. Well.
Steve Kerr doesn't owe me a conversation.
Man.
Because he's busy talking to Kuminga 24/7. That's why. Yeah, he doesn't have time to talk to me, guys. I've been waiting in line for 3 weeks to talk to Steve, but he's still got Kuminga in his office.
It's like he's faced everything, Stoney, and excelled at it, and he didn't run from it. But the reality is, we're really going to see what his role is, when the two dudes come back.
You know what?
And he did it presidential, but
There was something I wanted to ask him, but I didn't know how to. The fact that when you're Pat Spencer in the NBA, before you emerge, you get a lot of eye rolls. Mm. You know what I mean? You get a lot of I'll put it this way. I've been the last man on the bench on a team before. It's not.
What team?
An all-star team. Well, trust me.
All right.
But my point is we've all been like kind of the last guy on a team, and sometimes it's not the best feeling in the world, especially when you're getting disrespected by the other team. So I'm sure he's got stories where guys thought they were going to get over on him.
Man.
And he just absolutely pulverized them.
Yeah, Saturday in Cleveland.
I mean, I just thought that. Can you be honest with me, you and Evan? Did you think they had a chance at
Yes,
all
I did.
With Donovan Mitchell,
I swear
Mobley
to God,
playing?
They played Friday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers did. So they were on a back-to-back. And
you thought they had action, huh?
After the first quarter, they did. Cavs scored like 14 points.
Yeah.
What's
funny is maybe it's just the Warriors, but I swear to God, sometimes I can tell in the first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, that team stinks tonight. Like, Cleveland just wasn't.
I got it.
Who was the last game? It was a game the Warriors played.
It wasn't OKC. No, it wasn't Portland because they beat him at home.
Somebody played a really bad game against the Warriors.
What about what I talked to you about, the back cutting? So if you have Luka, you don't need that. Just get out the way, or Harden.
Well, no, I mean, you can go back to work.
Like, Kuminga hasn't perfected that.
Which part?
They're just like cutting, dude. Don't just sit in the corner like a bump on a pickle. Cut with all that athleticism. That should come natural and easy. And
no,
I see Pat and the Warrior.
Okay,
Will Richards mastered it, and I want to say it's simple.
It's not simple. Knowing when to cut is not simple.
Wow.
Knowing how to cut is not simple.
Wow. Because Will Richard could do it too. That's why he's on the floor. Part of it.
God, let's not talk about Kuminga.
Well, we're talking about Will Richard and yes. Our guy, Spence. And there is a pro league for lacrosse.
The Premier League. Okay. This is hour number two. So this is going to be... keyword number two. Here it is. The keyword to win your town jerseys. Either Butler, Steph, Draymond Green. The keyword this hour is Warriors. So text Warriors to 20357. That's Warriors to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. Do that right now. And we're going to be doing this, like we said, once an hour, every hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. yesterday, today, and tomorrow for your chance to win a town game jersey of either Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Jimmy Butler. And not only are we giving away those three tomorrow, but we are also going to be giving away a Pat Spencer jersey as well. And that specifically happens between 11:45 and 12:15. So now you're all caught up.
That's big.
You're all caught up. And Pat Spencer. I wonder what his role is going to be. Well, first of all, we need to find out if Steph and Butler, Steph and Draymond are coming back on Friday.
Yeah. When we all want it, but I want it too selfishly to see so they can be whole and we can find out moving forward, you know?
The I was thinking about the big three, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, coming back for the Warriors and Pat Spencer and where he fits. So, do you want to see more Spencer? See, here's the problem.
Give it to me, because I'm already... Like,
Steph Curry is Steph Curry. Yeah. Nobody doesn't want him back.
He's the show.
And Jimmy Butler's going to play too. And my question is, how many of these young guys do you want to see become more of a staple of the rotation?
There's three.
Okay, who?
Spencer, Will Richard, and Post. I've told you, I've been consistent even during the bad days or bad games per se for Quentin Post, but I see him fighting and growing and working on the things that he might be deficient in. And who do we have on Geltze yesterday talking about, you know, he's got to go get stronger. But okay, that's coming. But in the meantime, he's still fighting. And I saw him bother what I deem bother Mobley, who I thought, oh boy, he's going to put him in the blender. So those are my three. And Stoney, I guess it's four. Because Guy Santos is just a boatload of energy. But he would be my fourth. Because I do think, you know, when he's down there, he's bringing something to the table that an older team needs.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out if Friday Curry comes back and Draymond comes back and Melton's available. Let's say Friday could theoretically be their first game where everybody's available, right? Mm. In theory. I guess we need to find out about Kuminga, quite frankly, whether he's going to be able to play or not. But it does feel like we're getting to the point where things are going to start settling in for the Warriors, knock wood, assuming they can stay relatively healthy. And so that's what I'm interested in the, you know, with the next few games is, okay, you got Curry. He's going to play 30 to 32.
Let's go.
Butler's going to play 30 to 32.
Let's go.
Draymond's
30 to 32.
28 to 30. All right. He's probably going to play. Then what? Like, then how are the other minutes going to shake out?
Do you have somebody at the top of your list? Is it Spencer? Like, he's at the top of mine right now. I want to ride this wave.
Well, I mean, to me, a priority right now is to get a big look at Melton. That, to me, that's, you know, whatever Celebrini is.
Oh, see, I had him with the others.
No, what do you mean?
Melton. Like when you said the youngsters, I wasn't even including him, but you're just talking about Melton, who's a big part of this team, is going to be a big part of what they could do.
Yeah, I need to see more Melton to see what his role is going to be if games ever get important.
He should be a starter.
Well,
he's starting. Steph, I mean, Stoney, that's a problem.
What's
Melton,
what's
Steph,
a problem?
Jimmy, Dre, and Post? Like, I love that. And I think they love it. That's why they brought him back after tearing his Achilles.
I just can't believe, like, we had Willard coming in here last week trying to talk you off the ledge, and now we got the Warriors are a problem.
But we got motion back. There's energy. And there's no, maybe it's the dark cloud of Kuminga.
There's motion back with Draymond?
Like, He's, but we need what he brings, his service.
Which is what now?
Holding the bar dog.
Junkyard dog. All right, 888. See, this is what I mean. Like, how's this thing going to shake out in the next several games for the Warriors, assuming that everybody's pretty healthy?
Just go to break.
What did he say?
Just go to break.
I'll tell you on the
I'll walk out of here if I... What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.